all could see that Liart's black brand no longer centered her forehead. Instead, a silver circle gleamed there, as if inset in the bone itself. At that, the priests of Liart shrank away, their masked faces averted from the High Lord's holy symbol. The terrified guards would have dropped her, but the priests screamed obscenities louder even than the crowd's noise and sent them away with her, out the same entrance through which they'd brought her earlier. And then they drove the crowd away in a rage that could not disguise their own fear. Chaos scurried through the warrens of the Thieves' Guild, panic and disruption, as those who had seen tried to convince those who had not, and those who would not listen tried to find someone to believe. Some fled to the streets, black night, icy cold with a sweeping wind, and patrols of cold-eyed royal guards sent them back into the familiar warrens, even more afraid. Factions clashed. Old quarrels erupted in steel and strangling cord. Those who had arranged to take the paladin's body outside the city walls wrapped her in a heavy cloak and carried her gingerly, carefully not looking to see if that healing miracle continued, eager to get this terror out of their domain. And at every grange of Gird, the vigil continued until dawn.